Bites, a podcast for kids by kids.
This is episode 3.
We are going to start the episode by talking about what's coming up at North Gorham Marlboro Public School.
We had our first Rubber Duck Day. Let me tell you about it. First off, before I tell you why we do it, we do Rubber Duck Day to solve problems. Rubber Duck Day is kind of like a day where we just help around the school.
So there's maintenance, and there's 8 groups, and we each have a job. Most jobs include 2 or 3 people, and some are for just 1 person.
Sometimes we get to do special things, like helping setting the fence up around the school.
We also get visitors that come for Rubber Duck Day.
For our first Rubber Duck Day, we had Simon come, and he knows a lot about plants. So we had him help one of the groups set up the plant towers.
Simon said we took care of the worms and they were still alive.
I cannot believe we had our first rubber duck.
I can't wait for our next.
We went to City Hall.
We did the Terry Fox Run.
Now our interview with David Brown, who we met before our field trip to City Hall. We learned a lot from him.
Welcome to North Gorham Marlboro Public School. Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you're here today?
Of course. So my name is David Brown, and I'm your city councilor. And I'm here hopefully to talk to you about the job I do for you.
What do you love about what you do?
I like helping people. So that's why I think most people run for public office. They want to help others, and I get to do that. And there's 3 levels of government: the federal government, the provincial government, and the municipal government. I'm from the municipal government, and that's where the most day-to-day things are that you might use. So I get to help with a lot of the things that you might use in your daily life.
What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
I think you need to be a good reader, because there's lots of reading in my job. You have to be a good speaker, because you have to talk to a lot of people in big groups and small groups. But most importantly, you have to be a good listener. So when you have an issue with something in the municipality, you'll reach out to me, and I need to be able to listen to see if I can help you.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
What brings me joy and gratitude? I think being able to help people. So if you do reach out to me with an issue, I hope I can help you, and that makes me happy, and I hope it makes you happy. And I'm very grateful that I was able to get enough votes in the last election for me to be able to do this job. And so I think for me, that's probably what brings me a lot of joy and gratitude.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
This is a very important topic. What's happening around the world this week around the world?
Today I'm going to tell you about the residential schools. The residential schools were opened for over 120 years.
The first one opened in the 1880s. The last one closed in 1997.
The residential schools were paid for by the government.
The government wanted indigenous people to be more like Canadians. So they made residential schools, and they did not respect their ways and their culture.
They took the indigenous children from their families, and the parents could do nothing about it.
That's why I'm honored to represent Owen Shoot Day on September 30th.
Thank you for listening.
There. Next up is Nish, the first chapter.
We are reading Nish, North and South by Isabel Pitchard. Isabel.
Tonight is the first practice, and that's all I could think about in French class this afternoon. we were supposed to write a 400-word essay about our summer vacation, but to be honest, I would have perfect to write this an essay about our upcoming hockey season.
I tried to remember my summer fishing with my father, four-wheeling in the bush, trapping in the woods with Josie, Fortnite in the basement for hours until my mother would tell me to go outside, but my imagination always brought me back to a hockey goal.
I finally managed to write about campfires at dusk by the lake with my sister and our friends, but life here is always the same. As my sister Eloise says, she's probably right, but I don't mind that much most of the time. I must admit that I would have liked to go to Quebec City this summer to the Valcarita water slides on the Isolde trampoline park. Now that's thrilling.
The bell gets me out of writing this essay. I gather my things quickly and head out. I'm meeting Joe at the Blabbera, one of the only restaurants in the area, to fuel up before the practice. My father will bring our equipment to the arena.
We rate the book 4 thumbs up, and good readers in grade 4 and up should read this.
Try our new challenge for the week.
Hello guys, we are working on Truth and Reconciliation. These are promises we are going to try to do this year. Your challenge is to do what we are doing at school. Listen to people talk about their culture. Example, we can invite an elder to come to our class to learn from. 2, be kind to everyone and do not bully.
We could listen to Indigenous music. We could listen to it at lunch, art, and more. Example, music by Indigenous artists. Listen to Indigenous podcasts. Example, Warrior Kids podcast, looking at Indigenous art. Example, we could have a field trip to a national gallery.
Learning about the 94 calls to action. Example, we could read each one as a class to understand it. 7, learn about the history of residential schools. Example, watch videos at lunch to learn about residential schools. 8, read books by Indigenous authors. 9, go to a powwow.
Try to spend more time on land, walking, and observing. Reduce harm to our planet by composting, reducing waste, and gifting our harvest. Practice honorable harvesting, including never take the first one or the last one. Take the only what you need and share. Use it respectfully and never waste. Thank you for listening, and we hope you try to do the challenge that we are doing.
That's all we have time for this week. If you have liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe to go further episodes.
Yes, you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for updates.
Can't wait for next episode, Duck Bites. Quack out!